You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Carrington here, Rob here, taking you up until 6 o'clock. We have a very busy show plan coming up at 3 o'clock. Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, will join us to catch us up on everything that's happening with your Kansas City Royals. At 4 o'clock, Nate Taylor of The Athletic will join us in studio. We'll talk about the Chiefs' schedule. We'll also get his thoughts on free agency with Nate Taylor of The Athletic joining us in 2 hours. And today in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to do something a little bit differently. We've been telling you guys about Beers for Bank. There are 15 breweries around town that have agreed to donate a portion of their proceeds to help out our guy, Jay Binkley. So at 5 o'clock, we're calling it Bank's Happy Hour. I went to the store today, and I asked Bink, give me some beers that you have never had before, you've never tried before. He gave me a list. I bought them from the store. We're going to do a live taste test of these beers, and we're going to take your calls and questions to our guy, Jay Binkley, in the 5 o'clock hour. We're not doing the hits today, Rob. We are calling it Bink's Happy Hour today at 5 o'clock. So we got a very fun show planned today. Again, I want to tell you guys about Beers for Bink. There are 15 breweries around town that have agreed to help out our guy, Jay Binkley, in donating a portion of their proceeds to directly help Bink with some of his medical expenses. Go on 610sports.com, learn which breweries are close to you, and please come by and help out our guy, Jay Binkley, this weekend. Where we have to start is we have now seen the schedule for your Kansas City Chiefs. You can Google it. You don't need me to read it to you. Jeff Chedia of ESPN says this is the hardest schedule that he's ever seen.
Toughest schedule I've seen the Chiefs have since Patrick Mahomes became their quarterback. And you look at those first eight games, that's a murderer's row, Omar. You're talking about seven of those teams having made the playoffs last year, eight of those teams having had winning records last year, which I think is an NFL record. And the Chiefs usually play pretty well at the start of the year. They usually come out, play pretty well in September. They've been undefeated in September until last year. But they were 3-4 to open the season in 2021. And that's not going to work this season. When you're talking about having to play the Bucs, the Bills, the Raiders, the Chargers, if they start slow this time around, it could be a really tough go for them to get back into this thing, especially with how strong the AFC West is. So they got to start fast. Revamped defense is going to be challenged. And Patrick Mahomes, with all those new weapons, he's going to have to figure it out in a hurry.
You just heard from Jeff Chedia. The strength of schedule confirms on paper the Chiefs have the hardest schedule heading into the season. It is an absolute murderer's row. There are not a lot of games that today you would classify as a gimme. They don't play in a division that guarantees you those gimmies, and the way that the cross scheduling works out in the National Football League, there are not a lot of games that you'll go ahead and mark down as a dub. Maybe you want to do that with Jacksonville. Maybe you want to do the exact same thing for Seattle or Houston. But for the most part this season, it is going to be an absolute grind this season. To Jeff Chedia's point, seven of the first eight games that the Chiefs play are against teams that made the playoffs last season. We're talking about good teams, good coaches, and good quarterbacks. This team cannot start slow the way that they did last year. This team started 3-4 last year, and then it was like a switch instantly turned. And they got hot down the stretch and really played some good football the second half of the season. This year's schedule just doesn't allow you the opportunity to start slow. Now, the second half of the schedule is a little bit easier than the first half of the schedule because you do have that game against Houston. You do have that game against Seattle, as those are two teams that we don't expect to be good. You also have Jacksonville in the second half of the season as well. But there are, to me, two really difficult stretches in this Chiefs schedule. The first difficult stretch, early in the season, there's a five-game stretch there, even six if you really want to extend it, that I don't know if it can be harder from a preseason perspective. You have Los Angeles on a short week at home, on the road against Indianapolis. I don't think Indy is one of the better teams in the NFL, but you're talking about a team who has a 9.5 over-under win total in Vegas, a team that we think could win their division. That's not a bad team by any means. You're going on the road to play that team. You then go on the road and play Tampa Bay, a Super Bowl favorite. You turn around, you got Vegas and Buffalo at home on back-to-back weeks. You've got Buffalo at home on a short week, coming off a Monday night football game against a team in your division. Oh, yeah, and then you go on the road to play San Francisco. So I look at that as being one of those really difficult stretches that you're going to have to play A1 top-notch football week in, week out. I mean, think about the month of October on the road against Tampa, Vegas at home, Buffalo at home, on the road against San Francisco. What's the easiest game in that stretch? You might argue it's on the road against San Francisco. Yeah, they played the NFC Championship game last year. I mean, this is an absolute gauntlet of a schedule. The other really difficult part of the schedule, if we're looking at it from a preseason perspective, I would say it's weeks 11 through 14. On the road against Los Angeles, home against the Los Angeles Rams, on the road against Cincinnati, on the road against the Denver Broncos, and back-to-back weeks. One thing I am happy about this season, Rob, is there's not going to be a lot of conversations about trap game weeks. There's really no room to breathe. They don't have many of those games available. There are many games this season that you think the Chiefs can kind of take their foot off the pedal just a little bit and coast a little bit. That's not how the AFC is going to operate this year. That's not how the Chiefs' schedule is going to allow you to be this year. There are not a lot of games that are gimme wins on this schedule. One thing that I think is really important to keep in mind when we are breaking down the schedule and we're all doing this, how many games are they going to win? How many games are they going to lose? The schedule changes. Sure, the teams don't change, but the circumstances, the situations, things change. You got Arizona week one. They don't have DeAndre Hopkins. That's a major advantage to Kansas City for a team to not have their best offensive skill position player available, one of the five best wide receivers in the league. That's a game that you feel is pretty firmly in your favor, not having DeAndre Hopkins in that game. Think back to last season. There was a game that we all had circled to finally see Patrick Mahomes go up against Aaron Rodgers. The week of the game, Aaron Rodgers has COVID. He doesn't play. The following week, you play the Dallas Cowboys, and they don't have Amari Cooper. These things are just going to happen over the course of the season. So the schedule is certainly difficult on paper. I'm not making any excuses about that. There's no question that the schedule is tough. And if you look at other teams in the AFC and teams that you think you're going to be competing for seeding, that's not Buffalo's schedule. You don't get two games against Mac Jones. You don't get two games against Zach Wilson, two games against Tua. You just play in a much different, much more competitive division, and then you've got the cross NFC rival, and you've got the NFC West this season. So there's not a whole lot of favors that are in this schedule. Just keep in mind that schedules change. Last year, if we had done the same exercise and we had gone up and down the schedule, and I tell you, point out the games that you think are automatic wins for the Chiefs. I'm assuming everybody listened circles Cincinnati. I would have circled Cincinnati as a game that I felt pretty confident the Chiefs were going to win heading into the season. We obviously know how that turned itself out. Every sports talk show in the country is leading today very similarly. We got the schedule. We know how the schedule breaks itself down. And we're all looking at those pockets, either of a stretch that you've got four easy games and you think you got to go 3-1 or 4-0 in that stretch to make the playoffs, or some difficult stretches that you got to navigate. There's two of those pockets for me. The month of October is as tough as any team in the National Football League. Tampa, Vegas, Buffalo, and San Francisco, four consecutive weeks with the bye week after that. And then you look at weeks 11 through 14, both Los Angeles teams on the road against Cincinnati, on the road against Denver, on the road against Denver on Sunday Night Football. You cannot craft preseason a much more difficult schedule than the one the Kansas City Chiefs currently have. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. So today, we're celebrating Jay Binkley today. We got Beers for Bink coming up this weekend. There's 15 breweries around town that have agreed to donate portions of their proceeds to help support our guy, Jay Binkley. This is what we're going to do. We need one caller, 913-576-7610. We're going to play You Don't Know Jay. The same way we might play it with the NFL quarterback, or we might play it with the college basketball coach, we're going to help support our guy, Jay Binkley. We need one caller, 913-576-7610. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive, Kansas City's spot for one gotta go on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, our favorite patients are the impatient ones, the ones who don't want to wait 3 months to see a specialist or wait until that little pain becomes a big one, the ones who know that Athletico's therapist can help them take the recovery into their own hands. Our favorite patients are the ones who just can't and won't wait because they don't have to. So get a little impatient and start with physical therapy at Athletico. With no prescription needed in most states to get started, you'll be right back at it in no time. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Don't let spring turn into a big, soggy, wet mess in your home. It's EJ Becker. Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber, has the spring maintenance inspection, and it's only $59. You'll get a complete plumbing safety inspection in your home. They'll check the sump pump and the hose bibs as well to make sure that the things that need to work in springtime work in springtime. Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber. Locally owned, family owned, and you'll understand why I say I love my plumber. 816-363-4BEN. 816-363-4BEN. And please mention EJ when you call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Park & Go takes the stress out of airport parking. Easy online reservations, free instant shuttles, luggage assistance, and the best part, all spots are covered. Reserve your spot today at bookparkandgo.com. Fast and hassle-free. Bookparkandgo.com. Park & Go, family owned and operated.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's feeling it.
I am champion dot.
You never know when it's going to happen, but it's always your chance to win. Here's another edition of C-Dot's trivia minigame on The Drive.
All right, we're going to play a very simple game called Do You Know Jay? We give you a clue. The answer to the clue is someone whose first name or goes by Jay. In support of our guy, Jay Binkley. Why we're playing this today, this weekend, it's Beers for Bink. We have 15 breweries around the Kansas City metro that have agreed to donate a portion of their proceeds from beer sales this Saturday to go directly to helping our guy, Bink, pay down some medical expenses. So go on 610sports.com, see the brewery list, come out this weekend, help support our guy, Jay Binkley. So we're going to play Do You Know Jay? So if I give you a clue, nighttime host here at 610 Sports Radio, your answer would be Jay Binkley. So I'm going to give you 10 clues. What's our? You got to go 6 out of 10. You got to go 7 out of 10. You got to go 7 out of 10. You got to pass.
You got to pass. You got to get a C.
You got to pass in order to win the prize here. So, Rob, I went down, and I found a very Binkley prize. I got a Crown Royal prize pack. So I found some old Crown Royal bags still in great condition. You know those are multi-purpose. You can use a Crown Royal bag for just about anything. It can be a backpack. It can be your coin purse. You might put little sauce packets in there. Everybody's got that drawer where you just keep random ketchups and hot and Taco Bell hot packets. Multi-purpose here. All right, Emilio, do you understand the rules to Do You Know Jay?
I understand the rules.
All right. I need a little bit more excitement, Emilio, for you to play this game. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play, C-Dot.
I like hearing that, Emilio. All right, you've got to get 7 out of the 10. The first clue is he is a former NFL coach of the Washington Redskins. He is the younger brother of a former Monday Night Football analyst. Who is that person?
Jay Gruden.
Jay Gruden is correct. All right. He is someone often quoted on this show. He is also married to Beyonce Knowles.
Jay-Z.
Correct. He is a famous car collector who used to host The Tonight Show.
Jay Leno.
Correct. He is a very famous NFL reporter who also has a cameo in the HBO show Ballers. He is a famous NFL reporter who also has many cameos in the HBO show Ballers.
Jay Glazer.
Correct. All right. He is a stand-up comedian who was on Saturday Night Live, who is famous for impressions of Charles Barkley and Kevin Hart. He is a stand-up comedian who was on Saturday Night Live, famous for his impressions of Charles Barkley and Kevin Hart.
Pass on that one. We'll come back.
All right. Okay. It's all right. All right. He was drafted by the Chicago Bulls, played at Duke, and is now an NBA analyst on ESPN. He was drafted by the Bulls, played at Duke, and is now an NBA analyst for ESPN.
All right, C-Dot, don't kill me if I get this one wrong, but J.J. Redick?
Not J.J. Redick. Great guess, though. He was not drafted by the Bulls, but I like where your head is at. I like where your head is at. That was actually Jay Williams.
Okay.
All right. He is the former governor of the state of Missouri. Who is the former governor of the state of Missouri?
Oh, you're killing me. I don't follow politics. I got to pass on that one.
All right. I had no clue that you were about to Atlanta Falcons this thing. All right. You got to get going here. All right. He is the former quarterback for the Broncos and Bears. Some would say that he has a punchable face. He is the former quarterback for the Broncos and Bears. Some would say he has a punchable face.
Obviously, Jay Cutler.
All right. It is obviously Jay Cutler. All right. You need these two here, Emilio. If you want this Crown Royal pack, Do You Know Jay, in support of our guy Jay Binkley for Beers for Bank. He is the lead.
You're not making them easy.
All right. He is the lead college basketball analyst for ESPN. He also played at Duke. All right, hold on, Emilio. I'm gonna give you one more chance here. He is the lead college basketball analyst for ESPN. He also played at Duke. I'll give you another clue. He tweets Young Jeezy lyrics every morning.
He what?
He tweets rapper Young Jeezy lyrics every morning.
Oh, man.
Emilio, Emilio. Bum, 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 bum. Emilio. He couldn't win that for Jay Binkley.
That's very Falconsy.
He got his first 5 right.
He was cooking.
Oh, Emilio. Emilio. I mean, the rule is we let the text line win, right? That's the rule. 913-576-7610. You know what? I'm in a good mood today, and we're doing this for Binkley. So I'll put both clues on the text line, and we'll give the text line an opportunity to win the Crown Royal prize pack. lead college basketball analyst for ESPN, also went to Duke, tweets Young Jeezy lyrics every morning. That's one clue. If you would like that prize, we'll give you that one. And the last one was former right fielder, left-handed slugger, played most of his career for the Cincinnati Reds. Do you know Jay? I can't believe Emilio just completely Atlanta Falcons that one. He was up 28-3. He went Russell Wilson. He went John Calipari. He went Greg Norman. I mean, that's an all-time choke job. All-time choke job from Emilio. I'm disgusted. How could Emilio do this to us?
Emilio.
That was a Missouri Tigers-like finish.
No, because he played well at one point.
Yeah, they always play well in non-con. They play well in non-con. It's just once they start playing them conference games, a little tricky for them, you know? A little tricky. Emilio. I'm hurt. All right, coming back in a little bit, I want to ask you guys a question just about life. We'll talk about it together. It's Friday. The Royals are disappointing us. We'll just have a life conversation here coming up in just a little bit. But I want to get back to the Chiefs schedule and what we heard from Jeff Chidi, and he thinks this is the toughest schedule that the Chiefs have had under Patrick Mahomes.
Toughest schedule I've seen the Chiefs have since Patrick Mahomes became their quarterback. And you look at those first eight games, that's a murderer's row, Omar. You're talking about seven of those teams having made the playoffs last year, eight of those teams having had winning records last year, which I think is an NFL record. And the Chiefs usually play pretty well at the start of the year. They usually come out, play pretty well in September. They've been undefeated in September until last year. But they were 3-4 to open the season in 2021. And that's not going to work this season. When you're talking about having to play the Bucs, the Bills, the Raiders, the Chargers, if they start slow this time around, it could be a really tough go for them to get back into this thing, especially with how strong the AFC West is. So they got to start fast. Revamped defense is going to be challenged. And Patrick Mahomes, with all those new weapons, he's going to have to figure it out in a hurry.
So that is Jeff Chidi of NFL Network talking about the Chiefs schedule and how difficult it is. We talked earlier about how schedules and things change, that when you originally see Chiefs and Packers on there, you got it circled. You're going to get the big quarterback matchup. And then the week of the game, Aaron Rodgers is out with COVID, and then Jordan Love is the starter, or Amari Cooper ends up not playing at wide receiver that changed the course of that game, or you don't have Patrick Mahomes. We've seen that happen a couple of times in his career. These schedules just change. But Rob, I do think this. Other than Buffalo, I don't know if you're playing an easy schedule in the AFC this year. Sure, Kansas City's schedule is tougher than most because of the NFC, and you're playing the NFC West teams this year. But obviously, all the teams in the AFC West are playing a very similar schedule. Look at the AFC North and how competitive we think that division's going to be. You've got Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. So we think that's going to be it's always a tough competitive division. I mean, for the most part, only Buffalo and Tennessee and Indy are really playing an easy schedule this year in the AFC. There's just not a lot of room to breathe this year in the AFC. So I was looking at Arrowhead Pride, and they made an entire chart of the preseason projections on Vegas. So right now, if you already want to bet on the Week 14 game, I don't know why you would do that today without knowing who's playing in the games, but if you are jonesing that much, you can go lay odds right now. They have the Chiefs, based on that, to go 13-4 this season. I think that's going to be really difficult if you play in the AFC West and the AFC North to go 13-4 this year. It's probably much more likely, like last year. Last year we saw Tennessee do it. They play in the AFC South. Are much more likely for a team like Buffalo, who plays in the AFC East, that you get the Jets twice, you get the Patriots twice with Mac Jones, you get Zach Wilson twice. Your six games that are built in the division are just six easier games than what's built in for Kansas City. easier than what's built in for Cincinnati, easier than what's built in for Los Angeles, Denver, the other teams in the AFC. So 13-4 to me just seems like a very lofty expectation for any team in the AFC West based on how difficult I think this division is going to be. I think 12 games wins the AFC West.
I would say 11 can win the AFC West because we've talked about it all offseason, and it will be a talking point throughout the season from now until January. This is the toughest division since when? They have four legitimate quarterbacks. We can get our jokes off about Derek Carr, but he's a quality NFL quarterback.
Agreed.
In the Alex Smith vein. And then Mahomes, Herbert, and Russell Wilson are all stars or on the ascent to be stars. We've never seen a division like this in the NFL. So there are no off weeks. And because the way the division shook out, the AFC West is playing the NFC West. The NFC West is, outside of Seattle, mirrors the AFC West as far as quality of quarterbacks. I could see teams taking L's left and right. I think it's going to be a weird year in the AFC West. I could see 11-6 winning the division, but that division winner going on a run in the postseason because they've gone through the gauntlet. They've been tested by fire. How often in the NCAA tournament, and I know it's a cross-sport comparison, for years in the ACC was good, do we say, yeah, Carolina's a 3 seed, but they had to play Duke, they had to play Maryland, they had to play all these teams. They are a threat no matter what. I think that's how you got to look at the AFC West this year. Yeah, you might end up as a 3 seed, but you've been tested by fire and can make a run in the postseason. I think 11-6 wins this division.
Yeah, 100%. Your 11 wins in the AFC West is much different than Indianapolis going 13-4, for example, because of the division that they play in. Your built-in 6 games and the cross division against the NFC West this year is just tougher than a lot of teams. It's also going to be really interesting to see if Kansas City is going to be able to keep that stranglehold on the division. One reason, outside of having the quarterback and coach, and they just had more talent than these other teams, is you've been able to really dominate the rest of the division. And if you've got a built-in 6-0 or 5-1 every single season before you ever begin, then you just got to take care of business outside your division, and you're going to win 12 or 13 games and make the postseason. Patrick Mahomes has never lost on the road to the Broncos, never lost on the road to the Chargers, never lost on the road to the Raiders. If that happens again, the Chiefs win the division. None of these other teams are going 3-0 on the road against the other three teams in the AFC West. If Kansas City can continue that and go on the road to Denver to win late in the season, they play them week 14. You go on the road and beat Herbert and the Chargers, on the road and beat Vegas, and that's the final game of the season this year, is on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders. If you go 3-0 in your road games in this division, you are winning the division, and you've got a really good chance to be the 1 or the 2 seed in this upcoming season. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive, the home for Carrington's hypothetical button game on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Josh Vernier is set to join us here coming up in 30 minutes. We'll talk a little Royals baseball with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Going through the Chiefs schedule a little bit more closely, one thing is now very apparent if we didn't already know. The Chiefs are not a team that plays at noon anymore. If the Chiefs are playing someone remotely good, they're playing at 3:25 or it's a primetime game. Think about this year and the games that they have at noon. They play the Colts. Now, they play the Colts, I think, at noon because that's basically the only noon or non-3:25 game that they have for the entire first half of the season. Every game that they have for their first 8 weeks is either one of those 3:25 premier CBS or Fox games, or it's a nationally televised game. Sometimes you just got to play at noon. So if you're going to pick a game for the Chiefs to play at noon, you're probably going to pick the Indianapolis Colts, certainly over Tampa Bay, Las Vegas, Buffalo, and San Francisco. The Colts aren't a bad noon game for the Chiefs to play. Their other noon games are Jacksonville. That's not a game that's going to get the 325 treatment. They're not going to get primetime billing for playing Jacksonville. There's other good matchups in the league. The Texans, the Seahawks. Now, the Seahawks game is different. That game's on Christmas Eve, so there really isn't that much other time to play that game. And then January 1, they play at noon. They play the Broncos, and that's very easily a game that could get switched from the noon to the 325. We see that happen all the time in the National Football League, that a game gets better, they switch it, and then Nance and Romo are on the call. The Chiefs are not a team that plays at noon anymore. You know who's a noon team? Houston. Jacksonville. That's who gets the noon slate. You throw them with all the other games on Sunday Ticket. You throw them with all the other games on Red Zone. But the teams that people really want to watch, the real audiences, the ones where you want your Nances, your Romos, you want your top billing number one crew, Chiefs are playing at 325 now. They're not a team that plays at noon anymore. We've seen that shift. It is now 100% confirmed now. They do not play a single good team at noon. They play the Colts, and the Colts are good, but you're going to have one or two of those games over the course of the season. Jacksonville, Houston, Seattle. And Denver will probably get moved to 325. They're not a team that plays at noon anymore.
And Seattle's a Saturday game. So if you want to say it's not a traditional Sunday noon, I'd listen to that argument. Seattle's a Saturday. That's Christmas Eve. That's a different, that's a totally different animal.
Completely different situation.
I mean, this is what happens. I mean, for how long, when we were kids, did we watch the Patriots get the Phil Sims and Jim Nance game on CBS? It was basically weekly, and that made no sense. That was 4:25 Eastern time. That game was over at nearly 8 o'clock on the East Coast. That was week in, week out. The Chiefs are the new Patriots of the AFC. They are the CBS creme de la creme, and if you don't like Tony Romo and Jim Nance, tough break, because they're going to be on a ton of Chiefs games this season.
You want to know who the real winner from yesterday is? Amazon. To give you guys an understanding of kind of how this works. So Amazon this year bought the rights to Thursday Night Football. So unless it is a local game, so when Kansas City plays Los Angeles, that game you'll be able to watch without having Amazon Prime. For everybody else, that game is going to be on Amazon Prime. They spent $1 billion a year for 15 games. To give you a comparison, Fox and CBS give the league $2 billion a year. Fox and CBS certainly get more than 15 games a year. They get a lot of games over the course of the year. Amazon spent $1 billion, and they were willing to spend $20 million more to move one of those games to Black Friday. Black Friday, obviously a very important day in the Amazon ecosystem. But the NFL didn't want it to go against the World Cup this year because the United States plays England on Black Friday this year. They're willing to spend $15, $20 million to move one of their games to Black Friday because they knew that they were going to get the money back. Amazon's the big winner. Every team that was in the postseason last year will play on Thursday Night Football this year. All 14 of them. We used to grow up where Thursday Night Football was the throwaway games. They'd put the Lions and Bengals on Thursday Night Football. They put Jacksonville and Tennessee on Thursday Night Football. They would put games and matchups that you didn't care about, that you didn't want to watch, and it was for the gamblers and the fantasy football players. Not anymore. Amazon is coming here and saying, we're getting good teams to play on this. We're starting with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. We're coming out the gate strong. The same way that ESPN's coming out the gate strong with their Monday Night Football package and getting the Seahawks and Broncos game to be a week one game. I mean, that's a game that could be the Sunday Night Football game. That could be the Thursday game. I mean, it's that level of anticipation to see that quarterback go back to where he started his career at. Amazon is playing a very similar game. Amazon's the real winner of yesterday. 15 games on Thursday Night Football. They have all 14 playoff teams from last year on Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football, they've really built it up. Now, some of it is, hey, if we're giving you all this money, you got to start giving us much better games than you were giving us before. But Thursday Night Football is now part of the NFL system. We can talk about, oh, we don't like it, the quick turnaround. The players keep agreeing to it in the CBA because they understand the financial ramifications of, all right, if we can play on this short week, what it means for us. Throwing that extra $1 billion into the ecosystem, it's eventually going to come back around to the players where you keep seeing guys like Christian Kirk get $18 million a year to play football.
I mean, I get your point, and I agree with you on the Thursday night game. But do we really think the NFL players agreed to Thursday night games for the money? Or do we think the NFL Players Association agreed to Thursday night games because their union is weak and they get rolled over by the owners? And the owners saw those bucks and thought to themselves, we'll line our pockets and we know you aren't stopping us. Because I get your point, and I'm sure the NFLPA, I believe it was Troy Vincent, went to his constituents and said, listen, there is more money if we do this. And I'm sure players were like, okay. But the general sense of why Thursday Night Football happened and why the 17th game happened and why those things happened is the players' union is weak and the union smothers them at every chance. And that's why Thursday Night games will feature good teams and the color rush is dead.
I don't disagree with you, but I think the answer is both. If you're the NFL players, you got more power. You just got to be willing to miss things. NFL players are never willing to miss anything. If you're an NFL owner, why would you want to stop this gravy train? It's a license to print money. The players don't ever get more. The players really seem to care about more guaranteed money in their contract. They wanted the ability to smoke weed. That's what they really seem to care about. And they want less padded practices. I can't believe that the players have agreed to Thursday Night Football. They've agreed to add another playoff team. They've agreed to add another regular season game and didn't even get an extra bye week out of it. I would have at least got another bye week out of it. Sure, if you want to give us another game, give us another week to rest and let's work the schedule from there. But every time that the carrot is dangled out for more money in front of NFL players, they take the more money option. So playing more games and getting these television companies and more ticket revenue and more concession revenue that you're splitting 51-49 with the players, it puts more money into the pot that ultimately trickles down. Now, we'll see if the teams are reporting all the money correctly. Wink, wink, the Washington Commanders. But any system that has been created that is designed to put more money into the players' pockets, they always accept it. Every single time they accept it. I think this Amazon thing is ultimately good for the National Football League. The one thing that I thought Amazon was going to do, and it's still a possibility, I thought that Amazon or ESPN was going to buy another television window. Like, I get it for Amazon. It signs people up to Amazon Prime. You're also not competing with anything. I was surprised that they've already tried those early morning London games. I'm shocked that's not an every week thing. Hey, we're going to take over your whole day for real this time. From the moment you wake up until the moment you go to sleep, there will be NFL games on every single Sunday in the fall and winter. I'm shocked that that wasn't already negotiated in all of this deal. I mean, the first kickoff is at 9 o'clock Eastern and through Sunday Night Football, it is going to be football on all day, every Sunday in the fall and winter. I'm shocked that wasn't a thing that Amazon got out of this deal. Now, they got a really good deal, and I do think they're the winner by the Thursday Night Football package, but I'm just surprised they didn't create that other television window.
I don't know that's not coming, if that makes sense, because we've only seen the international games continue to expand. Roger Goodell and all the owners talk about how they love these international games. It's a great exposure for the NFL. Well, it's great exposure for the NFL because it's their TV window. We see this year, the Bucks, and I forget who they're playing, are headed to Germany. It's the first NFL game in Germany in the regular season in basically forever. That's going to open up more games in Germany. We see more games in London. They play at two different stadiums in London now. They play in Wembley, and they play at Hotspur Stadium. They are opening up a ton of international windows. We've seen the Chiefs play in Mexico City. I don't think the NFL's done expanding the international window. I just don't think it's going to be your traditional London 9 a.m. game. I could see the NFL playing a game in Tokyo. I could see the NFL playing games all across the globe that opens up tons of new TV windows. And those new TV windows, because we all love the NFL, will continue to rake in money. That's just how it goes. So I think you're right. I think that's coming, but I don't think it's coming yet.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be joined by Josh Vernier. He is our Royals insider. We'll talk to him about the boys in blue. Robbie, you can fire me up a little music here. I want to read you guys a story about new Commanders quarterback Sam Howell. He's a rookie out of North Carolina. He was a mid-round draft pick. Seems like a swell guy. So he is doing a luncheon, and in the luncheon, he reveals that since his childhood, he has only ever eaten chicken. Mostly nuggets and tenders, not really a wing guy. He also says that he doesn't eat seafood and has claimed that he has never had steak and he's never even had a hamburger in his life. Now, I understand that some of you don't eat meat for various reasons, health reasons, religious reasons, moral reasons, whatever. I respect your decision to not eat meat. But I've got a legitimate question. Can life be fully fulfilling if you've never had a cheeseburger before? Think about how many times Sam Howell has been at a cookout. How many times he's been at a cookout? And everybody's around, they're having a great time. They're making hot dogs, they're making burgers, they're making ribs. I mean, you're having a really good time out here. When you see that rib coming off the grill, you don't think to yourself, God, that looks good. Let me get a little bit of that rib over there. Let me just get one rib. You don't think that, Rob? Can you fully trust an individual like this? He's only had chicken, doesn't eat seafood, never had steak, never so much as had a cheeseburger. You're telling me you've never had Five Guys before? You've never had a hard day at work and been thinking, man, I really want to go to Shake Shack. Sam House telling me that he played major college football after a night out of just being the quarterback at North Carolina. Maybe you went out, you had yourself something to drink. Hopefully you drink responsibly. Hopefully you had a vodka soda made by Svedka. You didn't think to yourself, man, I could really go for a greasy cheeseburger. You never been to Chubby's after a night out? You never been to Town Topic after a night out? Have you really lived? Are you living your best life? Are you getting complete fulfillment out of life if you've never had a late night cheeseburger? I don't know if you are. I'm not saying his life is bad by any means, but there's a cap on what your life can be. You're only getting 91% out of your life. You're not getting the full 100% out of your life if you've never had a great, well-seasoned, medium-rare steak. You're not getting the full palette of what life has to offer here.
You know what they say? Variety is the spice of life. This guy's living the opposite. He's boring. What a boring diet. The no seafood thing, okay, I get it. That makes sense. I'm not a huge seafood guy myself. I'll muster if I can. But steak, burgers, barbecue, ribs, burn-ins? I mean, five elite foods. Fantastic foods, and he's just no. He's basically just chicken fingers or grilled chicken. He doesn't even do chicken wings. He said he's barely doing the wings. What a boring life. No wonder he fell all the way out of the draft. That's a red flag. You're at the combine in Indy, and they're like, hey, come to St. Elmo's with us tonight. We're going to get to know you. And he goes, well, I'd like the chicken tenders, please. No, that's why he wasn't drafted. Sam Howell, variety is the spice of life, my guy. Don't live a boring life. Get a steak. I'm not saying eat steak seven meals a week. That's too much. But have a little fun. Have a little variety. Just boredom from that childhood palate.
Someone on the text line says, so you're telling me this guy's never had tacos, never had a pepperoni pizza? I mean, not according to him. No tacos. You've never had a shrimp taco before? Oh, it's to die for. Now I see why people are so angry all the time. Now I see why. You want to know why you're so angry? You've never had a great cheeseburger before. You've never had shrimp tacos. You've never got that wing. You know when your uncle's cooking the food on the grill? He's like, man, go and grab you one of it right off the grill. You've been starving. You've been smelling that food for an hour. You get to get that one hot, fresh off the grill. You'd be a happier person if you had those experiences. But you're unhappy because you've never done it before. You're unhappy because all you've had is chicken nuggets from Tyson Farms. That's why you're unhappy. That's why Sam Howell was the 97th overall pick, because he's never had a medium rare steak.
We make fun of Mahomes for putting ketchup on everything, and to an extent we should, because come on. But at least he eats meat. At least he likes a nice Whataburger. At least he enjoys a steak. We know a few years ago they released his Grubhub top five. Chipotle offers steak. And listen, the ketchup thing is a joke. It's kind of funny, but Sam Howell, this is embarrassing. I don't know how I could support that man as my quarterback if he was. That's just unacceptable behavior.
I'm really happy that we dropped the Patrick Mahomes ketchup thing. I mean, that was a sad 6 months of Kansas City that we were really talking about this and discussing it and asking him about him. He can just eat his food in peace. The only one that was really bad was that story of how his mom cuts his steak and then he's embarrassed to ask, so she brings the ketchup and then she puts the ketchup on so no one's... That was the only time that I was like, yo, bro, what are you doing here? Come on now. Come on, man. You got to be proud of it. Put that Whataburger spicy ketchup all over that great steak. The thing about Mahomes is, I mean, Mahomes is eating amazing every day. And then you put Heinz ketchup on it. Like, with the amount of money that Patrick Mahomes has, he and his wife never cook. Like, you got Emeril Lagasse living out back in the pool house like it's the Banks residence. They've got a chef out in the pool house 24/7. Yo, Sterling's hungry. Make her something to eat. Just a fantastic life. You're telling me you come home after a tough Wednesday practice, and you're like, hey, man, what's to eat? She's like, oh, man, I made filet. It's like, ah, good. And you sit down there, and you're like, where's the Heinz? That's what we think happens at the Mahomes household. I don't believe it.
You think he uses Heinz over Hunt's? Come on now.
You think there's a higher grade of ketchup?
I think he goes to a higher grade of ketchup. It's still embarrassing, and you're right. Boy, am I happy that he has – this is going to sound weird. I am happy that he has encountered a struggle on the football field. Because for a while, when he was making football look super easy, like he was throwing ping pong balls at people, our top story in Kansas City was, can you believe Patrick Mahomes puts ketchup on X? He had to answer at a press conference in season why he puts ketchup on his mac and cheese. I'm happy those days are behind us.
No, I'm happy those days are behind us too. That's when it was so great because Mahomes was new. We were just learning so much. Do you remember the first time you saw him singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Now you've seen it 100 times. You're like, all right, I got it. Patrick Mahomes was 6 at one time. He was 6. We got it. We understand. That was a great time. You know, he was new. Every week he was going out there. He was throwing 3 touchdown passes. Oh, it was so great. It was phenomenal. It was like the first time you heard Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, you can't go back and watch The Wire for the first time again. Still a great show, but nothing will beat the first time you watch Sopranos, you know? All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Vern will be on the show next. Keep it locked in right here. So drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.